Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I want to say a special shout out to those who are listening from all over the world, and so grateful for you and for the international listeners to Pray Every Day. Isn't it so cool and so amazing that our God is not American, he's not British, he's not South African, he's not Kenyan, he is the God of the whole world. And I love that someday we're going to hear every language proclaim the greatness, the marvelousness, the excellencies of you, Lord. So I'm so excited about that. I've jumped into prayer before. I'm supposed to jump into prayer. But today we are reading out of Matthew. We're finishing up chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. In the New International Version, and this is what it says. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you are pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, first we thank you so much that you have revealed yourself to us, your humble people. We're just your little children, and you are our Father. You have adopted us into your household, and for those who struggled with growing up years, this is great news indeed. To be adopted into your family is such a huge blessing. We don't have to be afraid of you. We don't have to worry, because you've got this. You are mindful of us, and you are taking care of us, and everything sifts through your sovereign hands, and so we thank you for that. And we also thank you so much that the Son chooses to reveal the Father to us. And this is a great piece of information that we can know God because, Jesus, you show us who he is. We rest in that today. Would you show us who the Father is? Would you show us the Father heart? Would you help us to wrestle through the ways that we have misinterpreted our Father? Maybe we have placed our own fathers on top of the grid of the Heavenly Father and judged him accordingly. Maybe we just have a very grossly ineffective view of the Father, or an incomplete view of the Father. Maybe there's just more aspects of his kindness and his loving kindness, his hesed love, that we just don't understand, and that you want to walk us in those areas. So I pray that you would gently lead us as a shepherd leads lambs toward the heart of the Father. And of course, Lord, I rest on these last few verses because that's me right now. I'm going to come to you. I am weary and I'm heavy burdened, and you promise that you will give me rest. So I pray that for my friend as well. Lord, your hands are open wide. You are the burden bearer, and you simply ask for relationship. And relationship means not stuffing everything down and we just don't tell you anything. Relationship actually means, you already know it's there anyway, but relationship means we have a conversation about it. We give you our worries. We give you our cares. We get on our knees in prayer, and we just pour it all out to you. Lord, that's what we want to do. We want to have that kind of connected relationship with you, that we can have conversations with the Almighty. Lord, teach us what it means to take your yoke upon us, to learn from you. I think I am not gentle and humble in heart. I'm harsh with myself. I judge myself. I am merciless with myself. And yet you have promised, if I come to you, you will be gentle and humble with me. You will be kind-hearted. You will give me rest for my soul. And Lord, I know that I'm not unlike other people listening to this podcast, that we can be harsh critics of ourselves, and we can damage ourselves by the way we talk to ourselves. So Lord, instead of that, and I don't know what that's about. I don't know why we like to do it. I think it's something about control, but instead help us to relinquish that control and to ask for that rest for our souls. We need an easy yoke, Lord. Our yoke is too heavy. Our burden is heavy, 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 and we need that to be lightened. And so right now, we just symbolically place all of our cares and worries in your hands right now, and we ask you to take it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. As I mentioned yesterday, we do have an app for Pray Every Day. It's on, you can get it on iTunes and Google Play. It's absolutely free. And it also has a free written devotional every day of the year. And so if that's something that you're interested in, it also has an image that you can share with your friends and family of that particular day's verse. So anyway, that's free. I would love for you to have it as my gift to you. And I hope you have a less burdened day.